And the North Unites up early, 7-0 with a touchdown right off the get-go. And the Knights forced four and out on the Tiger Cubs and forced a punt. Now the Knights have the football. Third down and three with 5:42 on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Knights up 7-0. I'm Brad Wallace. Joining me tonight in the booth, Jeremy Jones. Jeremy, it's going to be a great night for football, even though we've got the late start with technical issues.
We're working hard. Northview started out real great. Corbin Allen has got right now about 60 yards on the ground leading the way.
Corbin Allen led the team last week in yardage with 154 yards. But Braxton Sampson was our player of the game. And Corbin Allen with the carry this time. He rushes ahead for 6 yards. That's going to be enough for a Knights first down. 5:09 to go in the first quarter. The Knights 7-0. And Greencastle defensively last year was really solid. They graduated 11 of their 31 roster last year, Jeremy. And that's hard for a team to rebuild.
Yeah, you can kind of tell right now Northview's just kind of running right down their throat and not letting the foot off the gas.
Here we go. Looks like Garrison's going to be in the shotgun. Allen to the right. Two receivers to the far side. Elias Gordon in the slot. Easton Morgan to the near side. Elias Gordon goes in motion. It's going to be a fake handoff. Garrison's going to roll around the right side. He's going to throw it out in the flat. It's going to be incomplete. Looks like it was intended for number 21 heading, and that's going to be incomplete, and that's going to make it second down and 10 for the Knights. 4:41 to go on a Great Dane scoreboard. And, Jeremy, a beautiful night here. The red, white, and blue stripes blowing to the north. Weather's just amazing. A little cloud blocking the sun. And that's nice when it's 91 degrees at 7 p.m.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a better night sitting out here on the sand.
Here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. He's got Corbin Allen. Fourth quarter, Corbin to the right side. Double tight end set. Two receivers. One split to the far side. One to the near side, and it's Morgan. Hand off to Allen. He's at the 40, the 45, 50. Breaks the tackle. He's gone. He's out of here. Nobody's catching him. And Corbin Allen's going to score. That's going to be a 63-yard run for Corbin Allen, and that's going to be a touchdown, Northview. Northview puts up six more with 4:29 to go in the first quarter. Corbin Allen busts one loose. Nice blocking there for the Knights. Easton Morgan set that up, sealed the outside. Jeremy, it's 13-0 early.
Yeah, Northview's, they're just running the ball like anywhere they want. Corbin wasn't even touched on any one of those yards.
The junior, Patrick Corrigan, comes out for the PAT. Had one block last week, kicked up, and it's good. On your great, or on your Riddell National Bank scoreboard tonight, 14, the Tiger Cubs, nothing. We'll be back after this 60-second break. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Robert L. Harrison Stadium, Greencastle, Indiana. The Northview Knights traveled east to take on the Tiger Cubs. Knights up 14-0 on your Great Day on your Riddell National Bank scoreboard. Can't thank Great Dane Trailers in Brazil enough for being an in-game sponsor. Great Dane Trailers, hire and visit GreatDaneTrailers.com for a new career today. Kickoff by Corrigan's going to be fielded by the Tiger Cubs at the 10. He's at the 15-20, breaks it up to about the 32-yard line where he's tackled by number 11. That's going to be Zachary Ferris in on the tackle. They're saying 24 Torbett, so we'll give it for both of them, and the Tiger Cubs will have it first and 10. Tiger Cubs didn't do anything on the first drive, Jeremy. They three and out. all three plays were for negative yards. So Tiger Cubs trying to get something going here early. Hard to trail 14-0 in a Friday night football game, especially this night's team coming off of a big loss to Carroll North in overtime.
Yeah, they should be coming out pretty fired up after that one.
Hopefully they drink plenty of water. A lot of cramping going on. Tiger Cubs with football shotgun. Handoff up the middle. LeBlanc with the carry. He's got nothing. Still negative yard. He's going to be tackled by number 50. And that's Parker Jordan. Parker Jordan coming back from what they call COVID quarantine. Nice to see Parker Jordan come back for his senior year. So here we go. It's second down and 9. They're going to give him a positive 1. Tiger Cubs line up in a shotgun. Quarterback for the Tiger Cubs is got the snap. He throws it out in the flat. It's going to be caught by number 8. That's Logan Carrington's pass. It's Chase Carrington. Carrington gets it up for a 15-yard gain. That's going to be enough for Tiger Cubs' first down. Logan Carrington, the quarterback for Greencastle, only a sophomore. Very young team here for Greencastle. Logan and Branch Carrington, both brothers. Here we go. It's going to be first and 10, 3:40 to go on the Riddell scoreboard on the first quarter. Northview 14-0. Defensively for the Knights, been really strong, coming off a great game against a Terre Haute North team that I think is going to be explosive. Handoff up the middle. It's going to be stopped by Parker Jordan. Parker Jordan in now on 2 tackles. Carrington's going to pick up maybe 1. Looks like Heading's going to be slow getting up for the Knights. Tyler Heading also in on that tackle, limping on the left leg. Coming in for the game to replace him will be Elias Graff. Elias Graff, a sophomore. A lot of seniors, a lot of sophomores on this team. And the freshman who came in last week, Jeremy, wearing number 1. That's Amir Holman, transferred in this year. When Corbin Allen got cramped up, Amir came in and did what he needed to do as a freshman. He kept the Knights going the right direction.
Well, Northview's defense looks outstanding right now. They are swarming the ball.
They do. Right up the middle, you got Ike Torbert and Braxton Sampson sealing off. You've got Easton Morgan, Elias Gordon. Quarterback drops back to pass, throws it out in the flat, and it's going to be caught, but nothing there. Nice tackle there by number 11. That's Zachary Ferris, the junior. Speaking of juniors, you know, everybody looks back at where we would be, you know, with this junior class. They're a group, great group of kids. But coming to here tonight, I had something on my heart that, Jeremy, that I know you've been involved with and everything, and that's Creighton Hunter Quinn. Creighton was one of those kids that would have been out here on this football field. And, you know, this junior class is, you know, they really look forward to playing for Creighton.
Yes, that is all those guys talk about. Everything in school, out of school, is all for number 55.
Yep, here we go, and they're going to line up. It's going to be an encroachment against the Knights. It's going to be a 5-yard penalty, and that's going to give them a 5-yard gain. That's going to make it 3rd and 1. Something we didn't do last week, Jeremy, we didn't have a lot of penalty yards. I only had us for 37 yards, and that was mainly for a holding call. But the Knights very defensively oriented this year. You look out there at the talent we've got, not just on the offense side, but that's defense is solid. Here we go. 3rd down and 1. 2:18 to go in the first quarter. 14-0 Northview. If you tuned in late, so did we. Handoff up the middle. He's going to push ahead. It's going to be close. They're going to give it to him. 3-yard carry, and that's going to be enough for a Tiger Cubs first down. Sampson in on the tackle. Park County RMC, your Touchdown Energy Cooperative. We couldn't do it without sponsors and great sponsors we've got. Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call him today for a quote, 812-208-3244. That's Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, brought to you by Chad Schottmeyer. Give him a call today. And tonight, after the game, we'll have a player of the game brought to you by none other than Chad Schottmeyer. Here we go. 1st and 10, 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Shotgun, hand up the middle. Nope, fake. Intercepted. That's going to be intercepted by Elias Graff. Elias at the 40, the 50, up to about the 32-yard line where he's tackled from behind, but we got a flag. Got a penalty marker. And I think that's going to be against the Tiger Cubs. I think it's going to stand. I think it's going to be 5 men in the backfield. It is. It is. It's going to be Northview interception. Elias Graff picking up the first interception for him the year. Last Friday night, we had an interception with a fumble. And that led to points for the North. But not tonight. We held on to it. And Northview will have it first and 10. And it looks like the ball's going to be spotted about the 22, 23-yard line. 24, they're calling it. Elias stepped right into that one, Jeremy.
Yes, he did. It looked like the ball was intended for him, and then he took off.
Here we go. First and 10 for the Knights. Ball's on the 24-yard line. They lead 14 to nothing on the Riddell scoreboard, or the Great Dane scoreboard. I can't get that right. Great Dane scoreboard. Keegan Garrison in the shotgun. Double tight end set. Easton Morgan near side. Imir Holman to the far side. Corbin Allen in the backfield. Snap. Hands off to Corbin. Delayed handoff. Nothing there. Tackle's going to be handled by the Greencastle Tiger Cubs number 44. That's Grant Pettit.
Looks like he was cleaned up by number 44, Grant Pettit.
They're going to show him with one, so it'll make it second and 9. Jeremy, the middle school opened up last night. Seventh grade came up a little short. Eighth grade picked up the W. I seen you there last night. Porter getting a chance to be a quarterback. So did Aiden. It's fun to watch, isn't it?
Yeah, I think my boy Porter, he's the first kid in history not to ever want to play quarterback.
He and wants, never play football?
He wants to be on the defensive end and hit somebody, but he can't do both.
Here we go. Second 9. 1:07 to go on your Great Dane scoreboard. First quarter. Garrison drops back pass over the middle. Elias Gordon with the catch. That's going to be a first down, Northview. Touchdown, Northview. Elias Gordon, 23-yard touchdown catch with 58.4 seconds to go, and your Knights are up 20 to nothing early on. York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, located Highway 40, West Brazil. Also here in Greencastle, it's York Automotive. We're not number one. You are. That touchdown brought to you by Riddell National Bank. Patrick Corrigan for the extra point. Snap. The hold by White. Kicked up. 21 nothing Northview. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. The Knights 21. Tiger Cubs nothing. We'll be back after break.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives power to your community for your community so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are!
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chan Shaw.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Welcome back to Robert L. Harrison Stadium, Greencastle High School. As the Northview Knights just marched down the field on an interception and put up their 21st point of the game, I'm Brad Wallace. Joining me is Jeremy Jones. Jeremy, nothing but Northview so far.
Oh, they're total dominance. I think they're coming back mad from last week's overtime loss.
Patrick Corrigan with a low kick. It's going to bounce and be fielded to 15, 18, 19, 20, 25, tackled by Parker Jordan.
By number 50.
Parker Jordan, a senior. Gotta love him.
That's gotta be about his fifth tackle.
Fifth tackle, and it's his first game of the year. And I'll tell you what, I was there when he was born. Listened to his mom push and pull next door, and I've loved the kid ever since. He came in a fighter, and I love watching Parker play football, and this whole, you know, Northview program is dear to my heart. And I can't wait, Jeremy. You know, we've got the youngsters in middle school, and I can't wait. The next 8 years for Coach Rates and this group is going to be phenomenal.
I sure hope so. It'll be fun to watch.
52 seconds to go. Greencastle direct snaps the quarterback. That's going to be a keeper by Carrington around the right side. Picks up about 7, tackled by 32, and that's going to be Elias Graff, who just had the interception. That's probably going to do it for the first as the clock ticks with 32 seconds to go. The Northview Knights, coached by Coach Mark Raitt, Dennis Raitt, Ernie Sampson, Aaron Edwards, Jonathan Bradshaw, David White, Tony Santabria, Hunter Reagan, Leroy Dickerson, and Derek Hannett.
Greencastle is going to try to get one off here before the end of the quarter.
Well, they better hurry. 13 seconds to go, and the coach don't look like he knows what he's wanting them to play yet. Here we go. Under center's Carrington. Nope, they're going to look again. They ain't got time. That's going to do it for the first quarter on your Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's 21, Cubs 0. We'll be back after a two-minute break. Here lets Northview football on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back. The Knights 21, Tigers got 0. Just started the second quarter. Tigers got picked up 3 yards there, Jeremy, and that's going to give them a first down. It's going to be first and 10 from the 49. It's been nothing but Knights so far. As Tigers got first possession was 3 and out, the Knights scored easily offensively, and Elias Graff picked up an interception on last Tiger Cubs offensive possession. Carrington in the shotgun. He's going to pass out in the flat, and it's going to be caught by 28. That's key for Wilson. Wilson's going to pick up about 7. He's going to make it 2nd down and 3, tackled by number 4, Dylan White. PDF, Process Development Fabrication Incorporated, PDF's headquartered Brazil, and proud to be a part of this community.
Well, they gave him a first down.
They did. Wow. That's the biggest 7-yard gain I've seen in a long time. They stopped him well short of the chains, but a very generous spot. Shotgun, 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the far side. Carrington in the shotgun. He's got Michael LeBlanc to his right. Tied into the near side, handoff, fake. It's going to be kept by Carrington, and he's going to be stopped in the backfield. Nope, he splits out to the outside. He's still going to only pick up 1 yard. Saving tackle there by number 2, Easton Morgan, another junior. A CYFL Bear. And it makes it 2nd and 9 with 10:40 to go in the first half.
Looks like Northview's defense is just zoned in tonight. They're not letting Greencastle do anything tonight.
Well, and they've got a lot of talent out there. You got the sophomore and Caleb Owens and the sophomore Elias Graff. Those two kids come in, Jeremy, with something a lot of kids don't have at the sophomore age, and that's determination. They're headhunters. They're out there ready to win. Carrington throws an incomplete pass. Quick pass out in the flat. That was to Chase Carrington. It's incomplete. And it's going to make it third down and eight. Tiger Cubs did pick up the first down this drive. A little positive here for the purple and silver. But the white and silver is doing a little different, Jeremy. Knights in the road jerseys, the gray pants, the white jerseys, maroon numerals, gray helmet, silver stripes, the big silver bright in. And just be blessed we're out here with this COVID pandemic we're going through and able to broadcast and watch a sporting event. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number. You're our neighbor. Thanks to Riddell National Bank for being part of your broadcast. Carrington takes snap, drops back pass. Going to throw it deep, and it's way overthrown. Chase Carrington into the receiver. It's incomplete. Coverage by the Knights. Number 14, Nathan Bright, and number 4, Dylan White, two juniors. And that's going to make it 4th and 9, and it looks like they're going to punt.
Michael LeBlanc in punt formation, deep for the Northview Knights. Number 26, Corbin Allen.
Corbin Allen standing back. It looks like about the 15-yard line. Our vantage point, we're set up between on the 35 field side because of the small press box and a restriction. Snaps high, but it's fielded. Almost blocked by McKee. Corbin Allen calls for the fair catch, and he's going to down it right about the 8, 9-yard line. That's going to make it 1st and 10, Northview. At the 9, 10:04 to go in the first half. Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. Home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. Cilantro's, located west of Brazil at the U.S. 4340 split on your way to Northview High School. Visit Cilantro's for excellence. 1st and 10 for the Knights. 91 yards to pay dirt. Let's see how many plays it takes. I'm saying about 6. Double tight end set. Receiver to the far side is heading. In motion this time is Morgan. Snap. It's going to be a quarterback keeper to the left. Garrison's going to break it outside. Maybe pick up a yard. Garrison with a carry of about 1, tackle by 21. That's Logan Carrington, the quarterback for the Cubs.
Even 4 on that.
4, second down.
4. See, that's what I mean about this field advantage. It looks like he didn't gain, but maybe a yard.
We'll take it.
We'll take anything they'll give us and anything they won't because we're 21-0 on your Great Dane scoreboard. Stay tuned in the post-game show. We'll bring you the player of the game. Last week's player of the game, Braxton Sampson, wears number 42. Defensively kept us in tonight's Patriots game. Snap. Garrison's going to throw a screen to Gordon, and he bobbles it. And it's going to be incomplete. Second down goes incomplete, and that'll make it 3rd and 6. Set up nice. And that's going to make it 3rd down and 6. Morris Manufacturing, join our team today. Apply at Morris Manufacturing, 101 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing. Lorenz Service Center, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com for more information. Need an auto repair, an oil change, brakes adjusted? See Tony at Lorenz Service Center. Tony, alumni of Northview High School, proud sponsor of Knights Athletics. 3rd down and 6, 9:14 to go in the first half. Shotgun, Garrison drops back. He's going to throw it deep to Sampson. Oh, just overthrows the arms of Braxton Sampson. Braxton looked back a second too soon, and the Knights are going to be forced to punt. First play there that Sampson and Garrison have not been on time.
It's our first three and out tonight also.
Yeah.
Number 11 is Zach Ferris.
Stay tuned tonight after the broadcast. Bob Level on Indiana Sports Talk comes your way every Friday and Saturday night at 9:30 to midnight on WAMB 1130, 106.9, 99.5. Indiana Sports Talk brings you everything high school, basketball and football, college and professional level. Knight set to punt. High snap. Punt up and it's away by Zachary Ferris. Short. Going to bounce. Going to go up to about the 47, but I got a little yellow hanky come flying in. And it looks like Gennad's flow is going to be heading, so I'm thinking it may have been something on heading. Probably a blindside block. I didn't see it. Tiger Cubs don't need that because that's where they punted from. Yep, it's going to be against the Tiger Cubs. And that's going to push them back, Jeremy.
No, that's good because it wasn't the world's greatest punt.
No, punt was only probably a net about 26 yards, but this penalty's going to throw on another 10. Let's see here. Nope, it's going to put on, going to put them all the way back to the 45. So 10-yard walk-off on the, so that makes it a 36-yard punt. So actually, this is the best field position even with the penalty for the Tiger Cubs. Let's hope Heading's just a little shook up and can get right back out there. Heading's a senior.
He's sitting down in front of us. Looks like he might have a little leg cramp.
Yeah, it's early on to be cramping. I know it's hot, and these kids, you know, not in the, with this COVID-19 and all the restrictions, they haven't had all the summer workouts they had, but let's hope we can get that in check. I know Nicole, the trainer, does the best she can. Carrington is shotgun, hard snap, and it looks like it's going to be offsides on Ike Torbert. That's going to be 5 yards, and that's going to make it first and five. Ike Torbert, a little anxious. So let's see for the Knights. You got Caleb Owens and Ike Torbert in the middle. On the tackle side, you got 54, and that is Gage Stockram. On the near side, you've got Parker Jordan. Braxton Sampson in the backfield. And it's tipped, intercepted by the Knights. Nope, they're calling it incomplete. That looked like Braxton Sampson got it on the tip. And that's going to make it second and five. I thought he caught it.
I did too.
Braxton Sampson and Parker Jordan set up as your linebackers. Elias Gordon on the near side as a defensive end. Secondary, you've got Easton Morgan to the near side, Dylan White in the slot. You've got Corbin Allen as the safety, and on the far side it was Heading. I don't know who come in. It looks like number 11. That's Zachary Ferris. And it looks like Graff is going to come over here and cover receivers. So we got two receivers to the near side, one in the slot, one on the far side. It's going to be a quick out, and it's going to be caught. Missed tackle by Gordon. Going to be a pickup of three. Carrington picks up three. Carrington to Carrington. Makes it third down and two. Not sure who came and cleaned that up. Maybe Dylan White. Gordon had a chance to tackle him for a loss, but he couldn't wrap him up.
Our interior linemen, they are hawking tonight. They are going after the quarterback. They just about had him on that one.
Here we go, third and two. Great Dane scoreboard, 21-0, 8-10 to go in the first half. Carrington's shotgun. Drops back to pass. He's being rushed by the Knights. Throws it away. Incomplete pass. Nice defense there by Easton Morgan. And 54, Gabe Stockram.
Bringing up fourth down for the Tiger Cubs. At number six, Michael LeBlanc.
Tiger Cubs forced to punt again.
Number 26, Corbin Allen.
Greencastle's quarterback was scrambling for his life on that play.
Well, there were seven white jerseys in the backfield, so that means there was five in coverage. So the linemen for the Tiger Cubs, Jeremy, didn't do what they needed to. Back deep is Allen. Punt up, and it's a high one. Allen calls for the fair catch again, and he's going to get it. Maybe the 20. We'll see where they spot.
I'll spot it just short of the 25.
Just short of the 25, so 24, first and 10 Knights. 7:55 to go in the first half. Knights 21-0 on a Great Dane scoreboard.
If I was Coach Rates, I would keep giving the ball to Corbin Allen. I've got him for about 129 rushing yards through a quarter and a half.
And we're not even at his fourth quarter where he's a good good solid 100-yard plus. Jeremy, looking out at the line for the night, you got Colton McKee. You got Mooch, Big Dylan Zinko out there. Here we go. Garrison in the shotgun. Two receivers to the near side, one to the far. Hand off to Corbin Allen, right side. Got a lead blocker in Torbert. Cuts up to the inside. He's going to make it to the 50. 45, breaks the tackle.
Got blockers.
He's got some blockers up to 30. Jukes inside to the 28-yard line. First down, Northview.
Allen took the ball all the way down inside.
And we got a flag. Holding. That's going to be a holding from about the 42, so it's still going to be a first down. Beautiful night for football here in Greencastle, Indiana, Robert L. Harris Stadium. I'm Brad Wallace. Jeremy Jones, big old Clay City alumni. Didn't get to see much football in your days, did you?
No, sir. Never lost a game.
Didn't win many basketball either when you played me.
we were a little rough.
Here we go. First and 10, 47-yard line. Got to love the guys on the south side. You know, we're all one. It's Clay Community School Corporation, and I wish they'd let the Clay, you know, the Clay County kids from the south side come up and play football. But who am I? Here we go. First and 10, 7:20 to go. Garrison shotgun, Corbin Allen near side. Knights are going left to right on your radio dial. Imir Holman lined up here closest to us, the freshman. Hasn't had any action yet tonight. Knights haven't passed much. Garrison hands it off to Allen on the delay. Hey, he's going to pick up three. Tackled by number 23 for the Tiger Cubs, Brock Carrington. They're going to give him two, and that's going to be second and 8. Coming out of the games, Ike Torbert. Going in is Braxton Sampson. Knights with a big line of scrimmage up there. Led by the center, 52, Colton McKee. Had a chance to coach Colton in the youth football. Kid's very disciplined. Also, as a guard on the left side, big number 63, Dakota Mackey. Elias Gordon in the slot. Garrison shotgun. Drops back to pass. Going to dump it off in the flat to Corbin Allen, and Allen's not going to gain anything there. May have lost a couple. He's going to lose two, and that's going to bring up fourth down, or third down, and that's going to make it third and 11 for the night.
Four,
they're calling it. Third and 12. Nice turnout here for the Knights. Jeremy, I think they were scalping extra tickets.
Yeah, it's a hard ticket to get into these days with all these restrictions.
I tried getting in to see Garth Brooks and almost had to give my left arm tonight to get in here. We had to give our belt. They said if you want electricity, you got to get it. Here we go, third and 12. Shotgun formation, pass going to be thrown. It's intercepted by 21. That's Logan Carrington. And he's going to break loose and get back down to about the 16 or 17. 22, they're calling it. So that's a very short punt on third down for Garrison. Garrison throws the second interception of the season, and this is what the Tiger Cubs need. They need to get some points going into halftime, Jeremy. Join Frank Rush. Frank Rush brings you the latest Wabash Valley local news weekdays mornings at the top of every hour, noon, on Timeless Classics, WAMB. Timeless Classics, greater music, greatest music of your life from 50s through today on WAMB, FM 106.9, AM 1130 in Brazil, FM 99.5 in Terre Haute. You can always stream us live from anywhere at WAMBradio.com. If you're listening tonight and you've got friends or family that wants to listen and they're outside of the listening area, get on your smartphone, get on your laptop, your computer, any device, go to WAMBradio.com, click listen live, and you'll hear me. Brad Wallace, the voice of Northview Athletics. Carrington takes snap, delayed handoff, fakes it, keeps it, right side. Braxton Sampson chasing down from behind. They're going to give him about 4 yards, maybe 5. And that's going to make it second down with 5 minutes to go in the first half.
This would be a huge for Greencastle if they get any kind of points out of this turnover.
Knights defense needs to step up here. Corbin Allen on the sideline getting some water. Let's hope he's playing this week and got himself. I talked to him last night, youth game, Jeremy, and he said it was the hardest thing he'd done in the fourth quarter. He said he hurt worse than he ever had. Said he had pains in places he didn't know hurt.
Well, he should have. He played one heck of a ball game.
Oh, he did. He did. He rushed. He passed. He intercepted. He plays both sides of the ball most of the time. Don't get a lot of breaks, but that kid's solid. He's got a bright future.
What you need out of your senior, a lot of leadership, both sides
yep.
of the ball.
Carrington in the shotgun. Snap. Takes the handoff, going to keep it, busted play, and Sampson's got a sack for a loss. Braxton Sampson and 24-eyed Torbert in on the tackle. Torbert loses the helmet, have to come off for a play, so going in for the Knights is Gabe Stockrim. We won't have coverage tomorrow, but the Knights, the JV will be at Northview tomorrow. I'm pretty sure it's a 10 a.m. kickoff. I think they sell tickets for that one at the door. I'm not 100% sure.
I believe so, and I think the it's changed to Edgewood.
It's Edgewood, not Greencastle. Greencastle with quarantine and stuff. I seen the other night their middle school had 7 available players. So last year we had to play on 7th and 8th grade combined to play 7th grade football because they didn't have enough players try out. And then when you got some in quarantine, you got a small roster, you know, it don't help. But speaking of small rosters, tonight's got 40 men, and all 40 of them out here to play football. Carrington shotgun. Looks over for play. As head coach Mike Myers changes up line of scrimmage, now they decide they looks like they might going to call a timeout. Maybe not. They do. We got a timeout, Tigers. We'll be back after a 60-second break. You're listening to Northview Knights football on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several Quality and Supplier of the Year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com. If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Robert L. Harrison Stadium, the Northview Knights 21, Tiger Cubs 0. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil, your scoreboard sponsor, your player of the game is going to be brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, Brazil. Call Chad for a quote today, 812-208-3244. I'm Brad Wallace. Jeremy Jones joins me tonight. Knights marched down the field, scored 3 quick touchdowns. They punted the last 2 times. Well, punted once and then had the interception. But they got the Tigers back up here 3rd and 8. Coming out of the timeout, Carrington's in the shotgun. Official blow the whistle. Time of play starts. Carrington shotgun. Receiver to far side. 2 of them. 1 to the near side. They're changing the play again. Not a big fan of the no huddle when it takes so much time. Carrington delayed handoff up the middle. 23, Carrington, nothing there for Brock Carrington, the senior. That's going to bring up a long 4th down. But with 3:20 to go in the first half, I look for the Tiger Cubs to play at 4 downs, Jeremy.
Oh, I do too. There's no need to kick any field goal.
Fourth down and 4, 3 minutes to go in the first half. Carrington shotgun. 2 receivers to the far side. That's number 87, Connor George, and number 6, Michael LeBlanc, to the near side, number 8, Chase Carrington. Carrington drops way back now in a deep, deep, deep shotgun. He's going to keep it. He ain't going to go nowhere. The Knights interior stops him. Led by 36, the sophomore Caleb Hohen. Knights stop him.
About 4 yards. This is about a 4 yard sack.
Yep. Caleb Hohen did on that tackle along with Parker Jordan. And the Knights will take over first and 10. Let's see what they can do with 2:45 to go on the game clock in the first half. Not looking into the sun, that's a positive.
That is a plus.
The clouds came at the right time. I'm thinking after that, Caleb needs a haircut. Here we go. First and 10 for the Knights, 2:46 to go in the first half. Shotgun formation, Garrison. Hands it off to Allen. Fourth quarter, Corbin to the right side. And he's going to pick up about 11, maybe. And they're going to show him 10 yards, 8 yards. Big run.
Second down, 4.
Well, the announcer says second down and 4, but the chains show about 2 yards. Hurry up, offense for the night, no huddle. I look for Corbin to have it a touch in his hands at least 3 times here. And he does again, and oh, missed blocking assignment there by the Knights. And if I'm Coach Rates, I call timeout here.
Corbin's down. Corbin's slow to get up.
Corbin Allen's slow to get up. Trainer Nicole Gonzalez right out there to take care of fourth quarter Corbin. We need him.
On the 5, third down and 9.
He's going to come out for a play. And Imir Holman, the freshman, will step in. Third down and 9. Garrison's probably going to throw it here. I would line up wide and have Garrison keep it around to the far side. Go to the strong side of the field. And we're throwing 2 receivers at far side. Imir's to his left, so let's hope Coach Rates and I think a lot alike here.
That would be scary, folks.
Garrison, shotgun. Takes the snap. He's going to roll around to the left side. And he's going to throw it in the flat east to Morgan. Morgan catches it. He's going to get up and out of bounds. Enough for a nice first down.
Number 2, Easton Morgan.
Jeremy, I retired from coaching with a 28-0 record my last 2 years. A lot of those kids are 8th graders and freshmen this year, and Corbin Allen had the opportunity to coach with me that year. His little brother Cale, who's a 7th grader on Porter's team, I moved him up and he played with me, and we had a ton of fun that couple years. Here we go. Elias Gordon this time lined up in the backfield. Imir Holman in the slot. Garrison shotgun. Gonna roll out to his right. Gonna throw it to Elias. Elias makes the catch. Breaks the tackle. He's at the 45. The 50. And he's going to rush up to the 49-yard line. That's got to be enough for a Northview Knights first down.
23 yards.
Ball all the way out to midfield. First and 10 at night.
First and 10 night. Ball's on the 49. They're going to show it to 50. 50-yard line. Clock ticking. Coach Rates still with 3 timeouts. We need another touchdown here. Garrison shotgun, Imir to the right. Elias set up as a tight end this time. Garrison's going to throw it again. Going to throw it out to Morgan. He's going to catch it at the 40. Another Northview Knight. First down. Great Dane Trailers is hiring. Join their team today of Life Your New Career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. First and 10 Knights. Clock's ticking, 58 seconds. Timeout, Northview. We'll take one as well. Here, listen, Northview Athletics, WAMB Radio.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month, and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
First and 10, North United. Ball's on the 40-yard line, and Knights lead 21-0 and 55.2 seconds to go in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jeremy Jones. Knights been offensively sound tonight, led by Corbin Allen, 170-plus yards so far. Garrison with about 35 yards passing here so far on this drive. Let's see what the Knights got here, Jeremy. Coach Rates with a timeout. Let's see what we can string together. Imir Holman and Elias Gordon in the backfield. Garrison shotgun. Takes handoff to Imir. Going to step up. He's going to throw it, and it's going to be up, and it's incomplete to Elias Gordon.
Greencastle finally got to him. He was hit when he threw that ball.
Second down and 10.
Quarterback pressure provided by number 23, Brock Carrington.
23, Brock Carrington. They're saying in on the coverage on the quarterback on Garrison, putting the pressure on him. Second and 10.
Second down and 10.
You like listening to Northview Athletics? You own a business? You want to be a proud sponsor? Give us a call, DLC Media, 812-420-2518. We can link you to the best in the Wabash Valley. We can get your business out there. Give us a call at DLC Media and become a sponsor of Northview Athletics. Second and 10, shotgun formation. Garrison drops back. He's going to be pressured to the left side. He's going to keep it. Going to pick up about 7 yards and run out of bounds.
Got a flag.
And we got a flag on the play. It's probably going to be holding, looking where it's at. And that's not going to be good for the Knights because he picked up half the distance. It is. It's holding Knights. That's going to hurt because that's going to be about a 22-yard penalty once they go from the mark. And that's going to make it second down for the Knights in about probably 23 yards.
10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Join us after tonight's game for your player of the game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. We'll have a post-game show.
One on the play, 10-yard penalty, bring it up second down, 21.
And the player of the game wouldn't be proud, wouldn't be available without Chad Schottmeyer. Last week's player of the game was Braxton Sampson. Braxton been kind of quiet here tonight. Had one intended pass, was overthrown. Hasn't done much. Shotgun formation, Garrison. Two receivers near side. He's going to roll out to the left. Going to step up in the pocket. Sack. Garrison's dropped for a loss of about 8 yards. Carrington gets to him. And if I'm Coach Rates now, I let the clock run out. And I go to the locker room with a 21-point advantage.
Loss of 8 on the play.
Regroup. And I think that's what's going to happen, Jeremy. Coach ain't looking to do anything here.
No, he's not looking very happy either, Timon.
No.
Right now.
I'm glad we're not out in the box with old man Ray.
And that'll do it.
That's going to do it in the first half on your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 21, Greencastle Tiger Cup 0. We'll be back with your halftime show brought to you by Loren Service Center. You're listening to Northview Athletics, WAMB Radio.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine. I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscribers gonna love this one.
Meadows Cafe is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located inside the Meadows Shopping Center, Meadows Cafe is open for all-day breakfast or lunch from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. daily. Pepsi is helping to put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Meadows Cafe.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Northview High, or to Greencastle High School. The Northview Knights taking on the Greencastle Tiger Cubs. Halftime, Northview 21, Tiger Cubs. We're joined in the booth tonight by girls basketball coach Zach Keith. Coach, I know you're a big fan of Northview athletics and everything. What's it like to be out here and be able to watch them with this COVID pandemic, be able to watch football?
Just glad for the kids. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. Just happy the kids have an opportunity to, you know, play. I think that's what everybody's pretty excited about.
You know, I don't know if this is going to be the new norm. I hope not. Basketball season just around the corner. You know, my son's really excited. Monday night, you guys, you know, the boys get to actually start doing something. Where are you at with the girls program this year?
You know, we bring back majority of our team from last year. Missed a couple of seniors, you know, Haley and McKenzie Barker. But, yeah, we're excited about this year. We start on Tuesday and looking forward to starting the season.
Season-wise, a lot of experience coming back in that what was sophomore, now junior class. You know, I know both of us dear to heart, a couple of the players with Timberman and Analia Owens. And, you know, then you had the freshman step up last year.
Yep.
Hard to believe these girls played 2-3 years and they're still underclassmen.
Yeah, we got a special group of us juniors this year. And then you mix in Audrey, you know, that freshman. She had such a great year last year. She'll be a sophomore this year. So we'll lean heavy on those six. And then Katie Anderson will help us a little bit. And hopefully we can get some, you know, some other things from other kids.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit all about football. I know, you know, yeah. We talked about Aaliyah there, Caleb out there. Caleb getting that big stop, big sack there. You know, this Northview program, being part of the school, you know, system stuff, watching these kids, you take them in like they're your own.
Absolutely. It's fun to watch. You know, I think we have a great group of athletes at Northview and a great group of coaches, and this football team is a testament of that. And I'm looking forward to this year. You know, I think they got a special group.
Well, you know, one thing that really sticks in my mind with Northview, you know, you're an alumni, I'm an alumni. You know, the band, something that growing up, you know, when you went to the football game, 70% of the fans were there for the band. This year we don't have the band and we still got fans, you know. And it's great to be known for, you know, winning a baseball state title, winning sectional. You know, you come in as a coach and people expected you to win. Now, when you play basketball, you expected to win, but before you came, was they expected to win?
I don't know if they were expected to win,
but
that's,
you know,
that's the mindset now, definitely.
Yeah, it's the mindset. You know, I want to say it's Generation X. I want to take credit for it, but it's not. It's the community. And, you know, without the support of the community, we wouldn't be where we're at.
Yeah, and I think everybody right now is just excited to get outside. And go watch something, go do something.
That's right. All right. Well, that's Coach Zach Keys. I'm Brad Wallace. Jeremy Jones has joined us tonight. Thanks, Coach, and I look forward to, you know, the future here with Northview Athletics. We'll be right back with the Commissioner's Report. You're listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the Straight Answer Auto Shop.
It's time for the Commissioner's Corner, an exclusive weekly conversation about Indiana high school sports with the Commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Neidig. Now for an up-to-the-minute report about what's happening in the constantly changing world of high school sports, here's Coach Bob Lovell with Commissioner Paul Neidig.
Welcome back, everyone, to our
weekly conversation with the commissioner of the IHSAA, Paul Nightingale. Paul, congratulations to you, the IHSAA, the coaches, players, fans, trainers, everybody involved. Seemed to be a very successful week one of high school football last Friday.
Boy, it was. And I was out and about, staff was out and about, and it finally felt a little bit normal, I think. And several people gave us that feedback, just to be back in the stadium, cheering their team on, you know. And then I even had some folks say that there was a little bit different attitude in the school on Monday morning once they were able to start getting back to some extracurricular activities. And so Friday night certainly was a success. And, you know, we're going to continue. We want more. You know, we want everybody back. But we're going to continue to celebrate the wins, and each week we get to play.
There were some games that were postponed literally minutes before kickoff. There were others where people had time. This seems to be part of a normal approach, is it not, as we move into the season?
It is, and that's something that we've continued to talk to our ADs and schools about, is, you know, flexibility, because this changes so fast. You know, we had two games postponed within hours before the start of the contest last week. And, you know, everybody's being safe, and I think it absolutely mm-hmm. the right decisions were being made. And that's the flexibility that we've got to maintain throughout this season as we continue forward.
Well, I think one of the things everybody's trying to do is understand that we're all in this situation together, that we all have a vested interest in wearing masks, social distancing, following the protocols. And my guess after this first week is that was something that people did and did very well around the state.
That was my observation and staff's observation. I saw a lot of A's out there last week, and then perusing social media and photographs of fans. And, you know, people understand that you have to wear a mask. You have to social distance if we want the kids, see kids continue to play this fall. And so proud of our fans and schools for the work that they did so we can play. And we're on track to play week two, and that's what we're going to continue to do. But we're going to continue to stress the importance of wear your mask so we can see kids play. And we have to do what we can so those kids can have their time on Friday night, just like most of us adults had in our younger days.
Paul Nightingale, the commissioner of the IHSAA, with us. All right, we're now week two. Golf, tennis, cross country going well. Is there an anticipation that as we have the crowds at some point, I think doctors tell us that cases lag behind these types of activities, so we may not be able to see if there's a problem until a couple of weeks down the road. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, but we're certainly hopeful that because most of our events are outdoors and the transmission rate outdoors is certainly lower than indoor event, that we're hoping for the best here. But we will not know the true results until a couple of weeks out from our return to play last Friday night.
All right, week one, we had some high-scoring games, which I think you expect. We also had some games where there were a few turnovers, but I think under the circumstances, it went kind of as people would anticipate.
I think that's exactly right. You know, it's fun to watch those scores come in, listen to your radio show, and see how different people are doing around the state. And that's, you know, it's, listening to your show on Friday nights, Bob, is certainly a tradition that I've always enjoyed and will continue to do so. But it went exactly as we anticipated. There was, you know, sometimes you come in this office on Monday morning and uh-huh. you kind of dread it. And you think, man, my inbox is going to be full or my phone's going to be ringing. And that didn't happen. So that tells me we had a great Friday night, a great weekend.
Just by the conversations with the coaches and media people, you can pick up on the electricity. And the cool thing about it was I had three coaches call me after winning their first games. You could actually feel this energy around the state last Friday night.
You just nailed it. I think you could. And when you get that kind of excitement around the school, around the win, that carries on throughout the week. That makes the education setting better. That makes the lunchroom more fun to be in. That makes the bus ride better to school. It just makes everything when you have that kind of enthusiasm.
Paul Nightingale, great to talk to you. I look forward to our conversation next week. Thanks so much.
Absolutely, Coach, and thank you for doing what you do.
Thanks for listening to The Commissioner's Corner with IHSAA Commissioner Paul Nightingale and Coach Bob Lovell. And thank you for your continued support of the high schools in your community.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
P PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world. Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
I got Corbin.
Welcome back to Robert L. Harrison Stadium. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jeremy Jones, and Norfolk Knights 21. Your Tiger Cup 0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. All Knights for the first half, Jeremy.
Yes, sir. We got some unofficial offensive stats. I got Corbin Allen, 14 rushes for 167 yards. And 178 total yards of offense if you count his kickoff returns. Our quarterback, 15 for 110 yards. And pass catchers, number 12.
Number 12 being Elias Gordon.
I got him for 5 catches. And number 32.
That's Elias Graff.
I got him for 6 catches, leading the way.
All right, so we got about 17 completions for Keegan Garrison. 4 incompletions, so he's 17 for 21. He was sacked twice, and the Knights lead 21-0. We'll take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB Radio.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat. At Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back, Greencastle, Indiana, Putnam County, Indiana. I'm Brad Wallace. Joining me is Jeremy Jones. The North United 21, Tiger Cup 0. Week number 2, IHSA football. The Knights coming off of an overtime loss to the Terre Haute North Patriots. Jeremy, a lot different caliber team on the field that we're playing tonight with the Tiger Cubs, who's struggling to find the offense. But the Knights doing something they didn't last week, and that's moving the football.
That's right. They are moving up and down the last couple of possessions. They had the interception and then the end of the half. But other than that, they went up and down the field pretty much at will all night long.
Cramping was a big issue last week. And I talked to several of the players yesterday. I talked to Nicole, and, you know, I talked about it. And, you know, it's a big adjustment. We think about COVID-19 and what COVID-19 means. And these student-athletes, Jeremy, they haven't been in the norm. Most of them play travel sports throughout the summer. They play seven-man football. They go to football camps. They stay conditioned. All that's been canceled.
Yeah, it's been rough. Even my kids playing their different sports, volleyball, and they're even having trouble. It's hard to get anything good practice in, good rhythm going. It's hard for the kids.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take our last commercial break here in the halftime show, and we'll be back with the second half. On your Great Dane scoreboard, the Northview Knights got 21. The Greencastle Tiger Cubs 0. You're listening to Northview Athletics, WAMB Radio.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine. I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Meadows Cafe is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located inside the Meadows Shopping Center, Meadows Cafe is open for all-day breakfast or lunch from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. daily. Pepsi is helping to put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Meadows Cafe.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Greencastle, Indiana. North United 21. Tiger Cup 0, Great Dane scoreboard. We're getting ready to start the second half. Knights will be kicking off here as the Tiger Cubs are going to set to receive. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me, Jeremy Jones. Dennis Porter back in the studio. Couldn't do it without Dennis. Couldn't do it without DLC Media. You want to advertise? You want to support Northview Athletics? Get a hold of DLC Media. Be a part of Northview sports coverage. If you want to reach more customers by utilizing our 5-tarot area radio station, give us a call at 812-420-2518. That's DLC Media, Brazil, Indiana. We can bring your business results. Reach out today, and we'll get you on the air next Friday. You know, I hate to talk about schedules because, you know, they're going to change with COVID and restrictions and stuff. Looking at next week, we're supposed to have a home game. With Sullivan, I think they're going to move that senior night up. You know, I'm not sure it's Labor Day weekend, but I heard rumors maybe senior night next week. I'm not 100%. I'll catch up with Coach and AD Scott Buell and find out if they've made a determination on that. But, hey, if we have football, we'll have coverage. DLC Media, we cover Northview Athletics not just once a week, almost every week. You can tune in three different ways. Radio on the AM side, radio on the FM side, AM 1130 and FM 106.9 and FM 99.5 in Terre Haute or anywhere, anytime at WAMBradio.com. That's WAMBradio.com. I know here at halftime, Jeremy, we had some parents come up and say grandmas were a little irate. Grandma Allen couldn't get on to hear the game. Parker Jordan's grandma couldn't get on to hear because we had technical difficulties. We worked through it. We got it. And we will bring you, if there's a football game, to keep checking, keep trying, because we'll get to what we can because we love Northview Athletics at DLC Media. Well, here we go. They put another minute up on the clock. I don't know. They didn't have the guys in stripes. And IHSAA.org. If you want to become an official in all different sports, they're looking for officials. I just signed up. I renewed my license, do volleyball, basketball, football, softball, baseball. They're needing officials. You want to make money and have fun doing it, go to IHSAA.org. Here we go, Jeremy, with the kickoff, Patrick Corrigan. Kick's going to be short, but it's going to be fielded by number 8, and that's Chase Carrington. Nope, I'm sorry, that's LeBlanc, number 6. And he's hit by a host at Knights at about the 34-yard line. 35. Colton McKee with the big tackle. That's going to be first and 10 Tiger Cubs.
Good news for Northview. Corbin Allen's come back. He's getting ready to play defense after he sat out the last 2 minutes of the first half.
21-0. I would set him out, too, after the cramps he had. You know, I love the kid. I love the fact that they get to play both sides of the ball. But, Jeremy, 48 minutes in 91-degree temperatures when you haven't had a chance to get acclimated to it. Practice isn't a game. Practice ain't 100%. Here we go. Carrington takes snap, going to keep it right side. Post the night, stop him at the line of scrimmage. Maybe a pickup of two.
Jordan on the play.
Parker Jordan in on the stop. And Elias Gordon as well as number 26. And that's fourth quarter Corbin Allen. Grandmas will be proud of you, boy. Here we go. Second down and 8. 11:30 to go in the third quarter. Join us in the postgame show as we bring you Player of the Game. Player of the Game brought to you in part by Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. Give him a call today for an insurance quote, 812-208-3244. Second down and 8, 11 minutes on the clock. Carrington's going to take snap, hand it off to LeBlanc. LeBlanc goes nowhere, maybe the line of scrimmage. That's going to be third, no gain. Ike Torbert in on the tackle, the junior. Third down and 8.
Well, even being down 21-0, Greencastle's sticking to their guns. They're still running the ball. They're still running. They have no hurry up in their offense right now.
No hurry up at all, and it's 21-0. Shotgun formation, Carrington. LeBlanc to his left side. He's going to keep around the right side, roll out, and he's going to throw it out in the flat to 23. That's Brock Carrington. And it's going to be caught. He's going to get up for an upper. Tiger Cubs first down where he's knocked out of bounds by Tyler Heading. First and 10 for the Tiger Cubs. If you're listening on WAMB Radio 99.5, 106.9, or AM 1130, hit me up on Facebook. Let me know you're listening. Get you a shout-out. Scott Sawyer, a good buddy of mine, is listening live to Northview Athletics. Scott doing great things with the youth program, coaching travel baseball, and he's down on the south side now. He's across the Eel River. Carrington's going to hand it off up the middle to LeBrock.
Tackle made by number 54.
Pickup of about 9. Stockerman on the tackle, and that's going to make it second down and 1. Nope. They're going to show him 8. That's a good spot for the official on our side. Second down and 8. Michelle Brown listening at home to her nephew, Corbin. Snap. Gonna be Carrington with the direct snap, and he's gonna take it right up the middle where he's tackled by Dylan White, and that's gonna be a pickup of about 6, and that's gonna be a first down for the Tiger Cubs.
But not before Carrington picks up another great tackle, Tiger Cubs.
Colton McKee will go back in for the defensive line. Coming out will be the sophomore in Caleb Owen. First and 10, Greencastle. First time inside the 40, Jeremy.
Yeah, they're actually moving the ball right now. Northview's defense hasn't come out of the halftime yet.
Coach Meyer made some adjustments at halftime, we can see. And the Knights change up defense. Hand off up the middle. He kicks out the right side. That's LeBrock. Nope, that's 28.
23.
That's Brock Carrington, not LeBrock. That's Brock Carrington. He's going to pick up another Tiger Cubs first down.
Greencastle's in a modified hurry up. There's no huddle, and they're just
no huddle, direct snap. That time went to direct snap, no handoff. It was right to Brock Carrington. A little bit of a wildcat. Wildcat set up here for the Tiger Cubs, but they're still not in any kind of a hurry. And when you're trailing 21-0, Jeremy, they've had the ball 3.5 minutes, and they still haven't scored, you know. That clock's going to run.
Yeah, it's our friend. Even it's still early, but
Wildcat jet sweep to the left side. That's going to be Chase Carrington. Jet sweep Carrington. He picks up 7 yards.
Number 4.
Dylan White with the tackle. And it's going to make it second down and 4 yards. Coach Ray's not happy with the defensive movement here. He says you got to talk. One thing you will see out of Coach Rates, and that's enthusiasm. And I know having Coach John Sabo on the sideline tonight helps. You know, he's out there for moral support. He took a new position as an administrator. See him down there on the far side. I asked him, how hard is it, coach, not to coach? He said, it's the hardest thing I've ever done. Direct snap, Carrington, quarterback, keeper up the middle, nothing there. Tackled by a host tonight, led by, it looks like, 50, Parker Jordan, and 42, Samson. And Ike Torbert in on that tackle. That's going to make it 3rd and inches. Timeout, Northview. We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics, WAMB Radio.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community. So your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Yeah, it was your hot. Welcome back to Greencastle, Indiana, Robert L. Harbison Stadium. Your Northview Knights 21, Tiger Cubs 0. Tiger Cubs inside the 15-yard line. They got a 3rd and 1 on the 13, Jeremy. And they're threatening here to score for the first time. Bad snap. It's going to be on the ground. It's picked up, but that's going to be about a 6-yard loss. That was Ike Torbert. Ike Torbert in there.
Number 50, Parker Jordan.
4th down and 5.
On the play, 4th down and 5.
Put them back to the 17 or 18 yard line. Knights need another big stop here, Jeremy.
Yes, this would be a huge stop. Greencastle has come out of the halftime and slowly, methodically, just marched right down the field.
Well, they've done something they didn't do the first half. They're put in this wildcat with direct snaps to the, you know, they're not trying to get any kind of confusion in the backfield. Carrington in the backfield takes the snap. He's going to try to throw it. He ain't going to get nowhere. He's sacked by the Knights. And the Knights are going to take over on downs. That big mooch, number 70, Dylan Zinko, in on the sack. Dylan just signed to play college baseball. Mom's sitting here beside us. And I'll tell you what, last year he dressed to play football. And I thought, how in the world is he going to play football? He don't even know what a football looks like. Big baseball player, great kid, great family. Well, I say great family. He's got an uncle that's sitting down here that I don't know what, if you call him. He was a great star for Northview. Here we go. 1st and 10 night, 6:41 to go in the 3rd quarter. Garrison shotgun, Corbin Allen to his left. 2 receivers near side heading and Easton Morgan. Far side, snap's going to be kept by Garrison around left side. He's going to rush for about 4 yards, and that's going to make it 2nd down. And let's see about the spot. They're going to give him 3. It'll be 2nd and 7. Wilson in on the tackle for the Tigers Cup.
BJ, I just got a text from my wife. She wants a shout-out.
Oh, my goodness. Tell her she should be here.
I got to get that one
out. Who's buying our dinner?
You are.
Oh. All right, well, I'll let her off the hook this time. Here we go, 2nd down and 8. Garrison in the backfield all by himself. 3 receivers to the far side. Elias Gordon in the slot. Going to pitch it out on a wing to Corbin Allen. Corbin's going to muscle ahead for a 1st down. He's going to get up to the 33-yard line. That's going to be a 1st down night. Carrington in on the tackle. 1st down yardage. I like that. Little pitch.
tight ball on their own 32.
Nobody in the backfield, and Garrison took off on the right side bootleg, pitched it out to Corbin Allen, who was in a full sprint, and Corbin just rushed ahead for a pickup enough for Knight's first down. First and 10, 5:30 to go in the third quarter. Knight's 21-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Corbin in the backfield to the right side, Keegan Garrison shotgun. False start. Movement on the Knights. This broadcast wouldn't be possible without Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're a neighbor. Locations in Brazil and Terre Haute. Two locations now in Terre Haute, Indiana. One on State Road 46 by Walmart, and one on State Road 41 just across from the fairgrounds. Riddell National Bank. You're not a number, you're our neighbor. Great Dane Trailers now hiring direct. Join your team today. Apply for your new career at GreatDane.com. Great Dane Trailers of Brazil. Here we go. First and 15 after the penalty. Oh, we got a whistle. Let's see. Officials are going to talk about something. Nope. Don't know what we're doing. We're resetting the play clock 25 seconds. They said before the game there wouldn't be a field clock, but it looks like they got it working. So here we go. First and 15. 5 minutes to go in the third. Garrison shotgun, takes the snap, hands off to Allen up the middle. He's going to break a tackle. He breaks another one. He's at 45, or the 35 to the 40, where he's brought down by number 8. That's Chase Carrington and number 52, Beauchamp, Ryan Beauchamp.
First down yardage on the play.
No, they're calling first down, but the way it looks to me, it's going to be second down and 3. We got a little vantage point on this one because it's right in front of us. On your radio dial, the Knights are going from the right to left. Garrison, your quarterback. Keegan Garrison, senior. 200 pounds. Got him listed at 6 foot tall. Got a great arm. Pitches it out to Corbin Allen. Allen's going to break the outside. Allen gets up to about the 45, 46. And that's going to be enough for a Knights first down. Not sure if Grandpa RW is listening down in Tennessee or not, but ORW, I miss you, buddy. I miss the RW. I worked with him on the railroad, and he was a great guy and a great family. And Kiefer, his dad, RW, he was fun, and I know he's proud of what Kiefer and Tanya and these grandkids have done. Here we go. Just under 4 minutes in the third tonight. 21-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Garrison under shotgun this time, or under center this time, not in the shotgun. Dive play to Corbin Allen. Breaks it to the outside. Gets up to probably, looks like he's going to get about to the 46, 47, another first down where he's brought down by Pettit. Yep, 43-yard line. Nice run there by Corbin Allen. And that was a different set as Garrison went under center and we ran an eye dive. First man through was Allen as Elias Gordon was set up on the left side.
Northview line is hitting their blocks.
They are.
On the money. Some of these holes that Corbin's going through, like they say, about drive a semi through some of them.
Here we go. First and 10, 3:13 to go in the third. Garrison shotgun. He's going to keep it right side. Allen's his lead blocker. Garrison cuts back up inside. Another pickup, about 8 yards on that one. That's going to make it in second down and 2. Second down and 2 with 3:06 to go. Knights 21-0.
First down yardage.
York Automotive for Chevy, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 west of Brazil at York Automotive. You're not a number. You're not number one. You are. I always get that mixed up with Riddell National Bank because theirs is pretty slick. It's you're not a number, you're a neighbor. But at York, we're not number one, you are. Here we go. Garrison hands off to Allen. Allen right side behind the block of number 70, Mooch, Harden, and they whistle it dead. He never gets drugged down. Nice block there, and that's going to be a pickup of about 2, maybe 3.
Across the 30-yard line, ball spotted on the 29.
So they're going to call it 4, and they'll make it second down and 6. Corbin Allen's carried the ball all but twice on this drive, and he's rushed ahead now so far for about 50, 52 yards. Clock's eating away, and that's in our favor. We got Amir Holman in the backfield and Garrison in the shotgun. Snap. He's going to hand it off to Holman right side. He's got Elias Gordon's blocker. He breaks down the Hyatt route side. Amir Holman blasts ahead to about the 12-yard line. And we got a flag. That's a late hit. That looks like that's going to be against Greencastle.
Flag on the play.
That's going to be enough for a Northview first down without the flag. The official's talking it over, but I'm pretty sure that's going to be a late hit out of bounds. Let's see. Personal foul against Greencastle. Late hit out of bounds. That's going to be a 15-yard penalty, half the distance to the goal, and tonight's first down. Amir Holman picking up about 19 yards on that rush. And that's the freshman. 13, but you had the penalty on it. First and 10 from the 8, 1:55 in the third.
It's been a really fast quarter.
Yeah, I like it. Well, when you're on the ball, the clock don't stop, and that's what I like. Now you got Elias Gordon lined up, power slot. You've got Amir Holman behind him. I formation, Garrison under center, tight end left. Wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Hand off to Amir. He busts up middle, breaks the tackle. He's going to score. Touchdown, Northview. Nope. Oh, my goodness.
He's got to be on the half inch.
How in the world did he not get in? Whew. Give it to him again, coach. Let the freshman punch this one in. He got one in the scrimmage. That's going to be a pickup of 7 yards. And about 35 inches. Here we go. Second one from the inch yard. Garrison keeping it. He's going to score. Touchdown, Northview, 27-0. 1:28 to go in the third period on the Great Dane scoreboard, and Patrick Corrigan will come in to make it 28. Jeremy, that was a long drive for the Knights. You know, Greencastle kept the ball, ran it. They had 13 plays, got it down, turned it over on downs, but the Knights, you know, we marched down the field about, 74 yards there, and run with consistency.
Runs.
Yeah, did what we needed to do, took care of the possession. Here's the snap, White with the hold, the snap, the kick, it's up. Corrigan makes it 28-0. We'll be back with 1:28 to go in the third. Knights 28. Greencastle 0, you're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at greatdane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
The best in high school sports, you're right. Northview Athletics, WAMBradio.com, 106.9. AM 1130 and 99.5 in Terre Haute. I'm Brad Wallace. Side me, Jeremy Jones. Knights just marched down 87 yards to put up another touchdown to lead 28-0 on the Great Dane scoreboard. Kicks away, and it's going to be fielded by Carrington. He's going to get it at the 20 and get up about the 30, 38, 39-yard line where he's tackled by number 45, Grayson Moody. Brayson Moody, the sophomore, getting in on the tackle.
17-yard return for
28-0. 1:22 to go in the third. And the Tiger Cubs, Jeremy, have got to do something they haven't been able to do all night, and that's hurry up.
Got to throw the ball, too. Five, yep. 6 yards at a time is not going to get it done right now.
Great job there by the sophomore Brayson Moody to go down there in coverage on the kickoff. So Carrington in the shotgun. Two receivers far side, two to the near. He's going to keep it. Rush to the left. Cuts up the middle. Logan gets up to about the probably 48 yard line. That's enough for a first down. Ferris gets the tackle. That's a junior, Zachary Ferris. The fifth first down for the Tiger Cubs. At least they can celebrate something so far. That last drive, I thought they were going to do it.
You know, looking in the stands, BJ, I think we have just as many fans in the stands as the home team.
Oh, we always do, Jeremy. We always do. Here we go. Carrington shotgun drops back to pass. He's going to throw a screen. It's going to be dumped off to Chase Carrington. It's going to be a holding. That's going to come bringing it back. 67 for Greencastle, that being Maverick Barnhart. Tackled 54 for the Knights, that being Gabe Stockram. That wasn't a holding. He tackled him. Stockram had him. He had him beat, but you know, you can't do that on the offensive side. So that's going to be a positive here for this defense. It's going to make it first and 10. And Tiger Cubs, you know,
from the spot of the foul,
puts them back to first and 11. So instead of having a first down there, they go back to first and 11. So Carrington's under center. Nope, going to drop back in shotgun. Empty backfield. Two receivers far side, two to the near side, double tight end set. Bunch package here. Carrington's going to keep it to the right side. Going to have the guard pull. Carrington's going to pick up about 4 yards, maybe five, and it's going to make it second down and 7.
Braxton in on the tackle that time.
Yeah, Braxton Sampson as well as 54. That's Gabe Stockham. Braxton Sampson, your player of the game last week, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Agent Chad Schottmeyer. Call him today, 812-208-3244. That's 812-208-3244. That's going to do it for the third quarter on the Great Dane scoreboard. Northview 28, Tiger Cubs 0. We'll be back after this two-minute break. You're listening to Northview Athletics, WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com.
Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, They'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. The Straight Answer Auto Shop.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Greencastle, Indiana. Robert L. Harbison Stadium, as the fourth quarter gets underway, it's second down and about 10 for the Tiger Cubs. Northview Knights lead 28-0. Tiger Cubs not being able to really do anything. Jeremy, they had the drive last time, stalled out on the 13-yard line. This drive here, they've strung together a couple, but they've been penalty-ridden. And it's Knights, a lot of substitution here going on for the Knights. Carrington's going to do a double reverse out to the right side, and he's going to pitch the ball out to number 8, Chase Carrington. Carrington's going to go out of bounds, tackled by Braxton Sampson. That's going to be enough for a Tiger Cubs first down, but a little trickery there by Tiger Cubs and Coach Mike Meyer.
7-yard line, first and 10,
Cubs. So it's first and 10 with just under 11 minutes to go in the game. Morse Manufacturing, join our team, apply at Morse Manufacturing, 1015 East Mechanic Street in Brazil. Cilantro's Grill and Canteen in Brazil, home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. First and 10, Carrington shotgun. Two receivers to the far side, two to the near side. Tight end to the right. Chase Carrington in the slot. Snaps fumbled around. He's going to keep it, run up the middle, breaks the tackle, gets ahead, and he's brought down by 32. That's Elias Graff. He's going to gain about 3 on a busted play.
Number 32, Elias Graff.
Elias, they call him here. We call him Elias.
Third down,
and they're going to give him a generous spot. Second down and 5. That's what I had. Fox running. 10:30 to go. Knights 28-0. Great Dane scoreboard. Refreshment Services, distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley. Timberland Lumber Company, Highway 40 West in Brazil. Quality, integrity, it's Timberland. PDF Process Development and Fabrication Incorporated, PDF's headquartered in Brazil, and proud to be a part of this community. Greencastle takes the timeout. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll be back with the end of the game. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Greencastle, Indiana, Robert L. Harbison Stadium. I'm Brad Wallace, Simon Jeremy Jones. With 45 years of age, my vision's getting bad, Jeremy. I thought it was Harrison all along, and then at halftime when I walked across there, I seen it's Harbison. But anyway, I can see the lights on the left side. It says 28 for the visitors and 0 for the Tiger Cubs, and that's what we came for as a W.
Yeah, especially big conference win. Get us started on the right track to play for that conference title in a few weeks.
Second and 5. 10:22 to go in the game. Carrington, shotgun, drops back to pass. Cross middle, tip, almost intercepted. Good coverage there by Braxton Sampson.
Connor George, incomplete.
Connor George was end-to-end receiver. Out of the hands of 32, that's none other than Elias Graff, who got an interception there in the first quarter. And it's third down and 5.
That's the first time we haven't got to Greencastle this half. That's the first pass.
Yep.
The whole second half for Greencastle.
Yep. And that could have went either way. They had a receiver across the middle. It was just overthrown, and he tipped it up, and Graff almost picked that one off. Here we go. Third and 5. Snap, hand off to Logan, or Coach Michael LeBlanc to the right side. I'll get it right here in a minute. Pickup of about 3. Ferris with the tackle.
Short game.
The Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer in Brazil. Call 812-283-2244 for an insurance quote today. Park County RMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative. proud to be an in-game sponsor and bring you live coverage of Northview Athletics. Stay tuned after the game tonight for Bob Lovell on Indiana Sports Talk. Every Friday and Saturday night from 9:30 to midnight, WAMB 1130, 106.9 and 99.5. Another timeout for the Tigers, because that's your second one. We'll take a 60-second timeout. We'll be back. You're listening to Northview Athletics, WAMB Radio.
If you are cold and hungry,
feel the heat while you eat
at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects, so stop by and see us today.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Greencastle, Indiana. Tonight's 28, Tiger Cubs 0, 4th and 3, 9:41 to go in the game. Greencastle called timeout, Jeremy. Fourth down, they're going to go for it. Carrington's going to be in the shotgun. Knights need another big stop here like they did in the last possession. Carrington's going to keep it up the middle. He ain't going to get it. Depending on the spot,
it's going to be close.
It's going to be close. Being at home, you'd expect him to get it, but we'll probably get a measurement. Let's see where they spot it. I'm going to tell you it's short from where I'm at, but I can't see anything. I can't even see the scoreboard. They're going to give it to him. First down, Tiger Cubs. See, they're wrong. I'm right. Lorenz Service, located at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil. Visit LorenzService.com. For more information, go see Tony for your oil change, brakes, tire rotations, your automotive service, Lorenz Service in Brazil. Park County RNC Touchstone Energy Cooperative, proud to be an in-game sponsor and proud to support Northview Athletics. Snap, Carrington throws a screen out into the flat. It's going to be caught. 87, George, his first reception. He's going to pick up about 7 or 8 yards before he run out of bounds by Parker Jordan. Now, here's where the defense doesn't want to make, you know, they don't want to give it up. You know, they don't want to give up. You want to keep a shutout. You got that goose egg up there, Jeremy, and you can't sprout flowers on zero. You know, last week we give up a win that we let slip away.
Yeah, they can hold zero.
Got a delay a game. Delay a game? No, false start. That's going to be 5 yards. That's not going the direction they are, so it's going to make it second down and nine. That's going to give a nice chance to substitute as Dylan Zinko comes out. Going in, looks like Caleb Owens, I believe, for the night. You got Braxton Sampson out there. Ike Torbert.
Yeah, if they can hold that zero, you know, you can hang your hat on the shutout.
Yeah, they had it at the first and goal, or first and 10 from the 13. Oh, we got a – Carrington's going to keep it. He's going to be sacked for a loss by a host tonight. Braxton Sampson and Ike Torbert. Ike Torbert had him slowed down, but Braxton Sampson come in to finish that one off, and Colton McKee. Ike was able to stop him, the Mack truck. I told him back in the day when I was a kid, those big semis, the Mack trucks, had a little bulldog on the front, and they led the tack. And I said, that's the way Ike is. He used to be the biggest kid on the field. Now he blends in with the rest of them, but he's still got that mentality that he's a bulldog.
You got to have out here.
You could tell him to go tackle the goalpost, and he'd try. Here we go, third down and 10. Carrington's going to throw it, and he's going to throw it, and it's almost intercepted. Coverage by Dylan White, intended for 28. That was Kiefer Wilson, incomplete, and that's going to make it fourth and 10.
Yeah, hit Kiefer right in the hand.
Yep, Dylan White with good coverage. So let's see. Looks like Keegan Garrison's going to be our quarterback. I thought maybe Coach Rates would go to a backup, but I see Keegan getting his helmet on and stuff. With all the cramping and everything last week, I think if we get a stop here, I would utilize the underclassmen. Carrington's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw it in the end zone. It's going to be out of bounds. He hits the goalpost, and they're going to call the touchdown.
And the pass is complete.
That's going to hurt whoever it was. He got his bell rung by the goalpost. I just talked about Ike taking out a goalpost.
Pass was complete to number 8, Chase Carrington.
Chase Carrington tackles the goalpost.
Touchdown.
So touchdown, Tigers Cubs. They're going to put 6 on the scoreboard. So on the Great Dane scoreboard with 8:13 to go in the game, Tiger Cubs 6, Knights 28, but we got the PAT. That goalpost still shaking, Jeremy. The flags are moving.
He hit hard. Good to see him up and walking off the field though, under his own power.
Well, Knights give up a touchdown. Didn't think we'd see that tonight, but
we're still on the long end of the scoreboard, so it's all right.
Oh, yeah.
Number 52
is still
Malone snapper.
Malone, the snapper, 6, the kicker, and that's LeBlanc. Snap, kick, no good.
Wide left.
Wide to the left. On your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 28, Tiger Cubs 6. We'll be back after 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oh, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi, that's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is going to love this one.
Meadows Cafe is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located inside the Meadows Shopping Center, Meadows Cafe is open for all-day breakfast or lunch from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. daily. Pepsi is helping to put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Meadows Cafe.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Greencastle marches down the field, puts up 6. Knights lead 28-6, and Greencastle set to kick off. Back deep for the Knights is going to be Imir Holman. On the sideline, fourth quarter Corbin getting a well-deserved break after his rush for almost 200 yards tonight. Tiger Cubs set to kick off. Kick's going to be short. It's going to go out of bounds probably. Nope, it's going to be fielded by Easton Morgan. Morgan to the right side, he's got blockers. Going to have a hold. That one's going to be stopped, and we're going to lose yards on that return with the hold.
We do have a flag on the play.
I don't know who it was. It looked like 63, that being Dakota Mackey. I'm pretty sure Mackey was holding 52 for Greencastle, but 48-14 West Vigo over Crawfordsville. Cloverdale's losing this week. So. But it's just a beautiful night. Sky is beautiful, blue, green, aqua tint, sunset, turquoise, whatever color you want to call it. Beautiful. God is great whenever he gives us this opportunity. Jeremy's great all the time, but this opportunity with the COVID restrictions and everything else to be out here and be able to have a football game is just simply amazing. Keegan Garrison's going to march back out on the field for the night. He's going to try leading this team down as they got it first and 10 on the 15. So this will be the longest drive for the Knights if we can string something together with 8:05 to go.
I hope we can run the clock out, nobody get hurt, and be ready for next week.
Imir Holman in the backfield is left. Garrison, 5 seconds on the play clock. 3, gets it off, hands it off, up middle to Holman. Holman doesn't get much, but maybe a yard. Imir, just a freshman. Going to pick up a yard. It's going to make it second down and 9. Tackle by Wilson. Keeper Wilson. Junior for Greencastle. Only a handful of seniors for the Tiger Cubs just as well tonight. Knights with a lot of a big junior class, big sophomore class. Freshman's got a few out there. But, you know, the future's bright for Northview Athletics. We talked about it in the first half. And if you want to get on board for football and basketball and volleyball and softball, give us a call at DLC Media. We'll get your business on the air. Garrett, isn't that going to pitch it out to Amir Holman? Did you see that, Jeremy? He squared him up, took him on head on, took on the defender and rushed ahead for about 3 yard pickup. Knew he was going to take the hit, but he didn't slow down. He didn't try sidestepping him. He did like what the greats like Walter Payton and them did. He ran right through him.
Yeah, he wanted to inflict the pain before he got it.
Love watching the kid play. He's a good basketball player, good football player. Refreshment Services distributors of Pepsi in the Wabash Valley.
Very short.
Pepsi Cola. Proud to be a sponsor of Northview Athletics. Third and nine. Garrison snap. Going to roll out to his left. Going to throw it. And it's going to be
incomplete.
Nice defensive play by George. Yeah, intended for heading. Heading just a little too short there. That was tipped out of his grasp. And the Knights are going to have to punt, Jeremy. 6:30 to go in the game, and the Knights lead 28-6, but they're going to have to punt from the 16-yard line.
It'll be our second punt, I believe, for the Knights.
That second punt, as he punted twice last week, and he'll punt twice tonight, Zach Ferris. Looking for a place to eat after the game? Cilantro's Grill and Canteen in Brazil, home of excellence. Excellent Mexican food. We got a whistle. And it's going to be timeout Northview.
Timeout.
We'll take one as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seed for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
The best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local.
Well, the Knights are going to punt it away, and it's going to be a great punt. It's going to be Zachary Ferris going to punt it about probably 53 yards, and Greencastle is going to have it. It looks like I'm at the 41, 42-yard line. Jeremy, what a great rugby-style kick there by the young punter and Zachary Ferris. I know he's only a junior, or a, I mean he's a senior, but he's coming in doing something he hasn't been doing the last 4 years, and that's punting the football.
Yeah, that was a great punt by him. The snap was off. Went and got it, kept calm, and got rid of the ball.
6:20 to go. Knights 28, Tiger Cubs 6. Join us for the post-game shows. We'll bring you the player of the game, brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Chad Schottmeyer. First and 10, Carrington standing on the 35. Shotgun, going to keep it right side, breaks up to 30, 45, 50, crosses midfield. And he's going to get up to about the 47 or 46-yard line. Tackles by the punter, Ferris, and Nathan Bryan, the junior.
17-yard gain.
17-yard pickup. First down, Greencastle. Not doing anything tomorrow. Head out to Northview, 10 a.m. JV football game. Go support the Northview Knights. Tune in next Friday as we'll have you the Knights versus Sullivan. Handoff's going to be the left side. That's going to be to Welker. Welker's going to get tackled in the backfield by Braxton Sampson. And 21 heading. Pickup of zero. I make it second down, and they're calling it 11. Good defense will stand there by the 9. Braxton Sampson, only a junior. Bright future ahead for Braxton. Very good student. I think he's got military in his future.
That'd be good for him. Anybody that wants to do that, I'm 100% for it.
Snap. Carrington's going to throw it. Across the flat. It's going to be caught. 87's the receiver. George, he's going to get up to probably about the 30. 28-yard line. Yep, Nathan Bryan with the tackle, and that's first down. Tigers, guys, and they're looking to score here again, Jeremy. And they're going to – they've only had the ball for under 50 seconds here, and they've moved it over 40 yards so far. First and 10, 5 minutes to go in the game. Knights 28, Tiger Cubs 6. Garrington, going to be sacked for loss. That's 42. Sampson on cue. Braxton comes in and does what he does best, and that's sniff out the quarterback. Got a couple receptions last week, had 3 sacks, forced fumble, and was to Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance player of the game. .430 to go in the game. Greencastle not in a hurry. They're still trailing by 3 scores. Carrington, shotgun, going to pass. He's going to step up in the pocket, throw it out, and it's going to be caught at the goal line. And George is going to be just short.
That's down about the 3.
Yeah, it's a 30-yard completion for George. First and goal.
First and goal, Tiger Cubs.
First and goal, ball's on the 3. Not what the Knights want to see here late in the game. Quarterback keeper up the middle, and he gets in. Touchdown, Tiger Cubs. On your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 28, Tiger Cubs 12. They're going to try for a 2-point conversion here. So we'll keep it here as Carrington's trying to get direction from Coach Mike Meyer. Knights defense gassed a little bit here, Jeremy. They made a lot of substitutions to start the fourth, but all the starters look to be back on the field, and Greencastle's doing something they couldn't do in the first half. Got an official timeout for an injury. Join us next week. We'll be on air at 6:45 for the Sullivan Golden Arrows North Unite. I haven't found A.D. Buell. Coach Keys, you know, are they making senior night Friday? You don't know? Okay. I'd heard that, but I wasn't sure. We'll try finding out before we go off the air tonight. Carrington shotgun. Drops back to pass. Throws it. Overthrows it. On your Great Dane scoreboard, Northview 28, Greencastle 12. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, you.
Excuse me?
Actually, I'm future you.
Future me?
Yeah, calling to say thanks for regularly putting a little money away with Riddell National Bank.
That started yesterday.
That was 30 years ago.
It was a great rate.
And those savings covered our first down payment, a new roof, and I'm calling from a rental condo in Orlando.
Can you come get me?
I'll leave the light on.
Start saving today with Riddell National Bank. Future you will appreciate it. Learn more at RiddellOnline.com. Member FDIC.
Ooh, and the triplets say hi.
Wait, what?
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to North United Athletics on WAMB. The Knights 28-12 as Greencastle scored back-to-back here, Jeremy. And I look for an onside kick here.
Yeah, so Coach Race can get his hands team in expect the onside kick.
I will give you a broadcast update that the game against the it's going to – what do we have there? Did it go out of bounds? Offside. Offside.
Free kick infraction call against the Tiger Cup.
Free kick infraction against the Tiger Cup. The game on September 26th versus Edwardsburg, Michigan at 1:45 has been canceled because Edwardsburg has pushed their Michigan IHSAA to spring football, which a lot of the states around us have done. But that game, I know, has been canceled. Haven't seen an update yet. Gern Catholic on Friday, October 2nd, October 9th against Edgewood. But I'm thinking since the Edwardsburg game was canceled, the only other option for senior night would be Indian Creek at home. October 16th, so we'll see what comes up. I'll see if I can get a word here with A.D. Buell and see where we can go. So Greencastle's going to kick it deep this time, and Dylan White's going to pick it up, and he's going to just step out of bounds. Smart play there by the junior and Dylan White, quarterback for me back in the day. And it's going to be first and 10 Knights with 4:07 to go in the game. Knights lead 28-12. Riddell National Bank, you're not a number, you're our neighbor. York Automotive for Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and now Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. Located on Highway 40 west of Brazil. At York Automotive, we're not number one. You are. Go see Debbie Butler and tell her Brad sent you. Go see Debbie and buy a new or used car today at York Automotive. Locations in Brazil, Greencastle. Great new and used automobiles at York Automotive. 4:07 to go. Northview's got the ball first and 10. It's going to be a handoff to the right side to Amir Holman. Holman's going to break up the middle. Picks up probably four. Gets up to the 28, and that's going to make it second down and 6. So, 3:49 in the clock tick.
Just keep it on the ground and run the clock out.
Knights taking all the time they can. We'll get an interview post-game with Coach Mark Grape. And we'll give you the Chad Schottmeyer, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance Agent, player of the game. Snap. Garrison hands off to Holman. Holman's going to be wrapped up after a gain of 3. And that's going to make it third down and 3.
And it looks like number 74, Mark Hernandez.
Tackled by Hernandez. So the freshman now picked up about 17 yards here in this game. Garrison looks to the sidelines for instruction by Coach Wright. Third down and 5. Corbin Allen getting a much-needed break on the sideline. Freshman able to do it. Garrison shotgun in motion is going to be Easton Morgan. Snap. Garrison's going to keep it. Right side, butts up the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's going to get all the way up to about the 47, 48-yard line, and that's going to be enough for Knights. First down.
That looked like that hit number 21, Logan Garrison. First and 10 Knights. Ball spotted on their own 45. Second half score, Madison Grant.
2 minutes to go, and the Knights lead 28-12. Garrison under center. Amir Holman in the backfield. It's going to be a handoff to Holman right side, and he's tackled into the backfield for loss by 28. That's Kiefer Wilson. But the clock runs, and that's going to make it second and 12. Well, Jeremy, I really appreciate you coming on board tonight in short notice. Last week we couldn't have anybody in the booth but myself. Next week, I hope Coach A.D. Buell lets me have a partner, and if so, I hope you can join me. It's a lot of fun being able to bring these young athletes and their families together, paint the picture, do the best we can to, you know, give you live coverage of high school athletics, and it's fun doing so.
I appreciate it. It's the first time I've ever done it, and I've had a blast.
Garrison's going to take the direct snap, keep it on the right side. He's going to rush ahead for probably about 8 or 9 yards, and that's going to make it third down and manageable. Probably third and 4. And we got one more play, and then we'll be the – we get one more play, and it'll be a victory formation as the clock's at 1:03. Join us after the game on WAMB Radio at 11:30, 106.9 or 99.5 for Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk. Scores and highlights from around the state of Indiana. That's Bob Lovell and Indiana Sports Talk. Garrison in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Going to keep it himself. Left side. And he's going to spin. Get up. He's going to be short of the first down, but that's going to do it. The North Unites are going to win in Greencastle 28-12. As they won't have to take another snap, Jeremy.
Nope, that should do it.
And what a great comeback here to get the first WIC win after the loss last week to the Terre Haute North Patriots in overtime. We're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with the postgame show. You've been listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
PDF Incorporated is proud to be a part of Brazil and Clay County. PDF is a specialty design and fabrication manufacturing facility that employs over 150 team members. PDF is dedicated to serving the needs of their many customers. If you would like to join their team, you can learn more about their company and apply at their website, pdf-inc.com. PDF Incorporated, located on North Murphy Avenue in Brazil. PDF Incorporated, building for the world.
When your vehicle needs service, you need a shop you can trust. Lorenz Auto Service Repair is a third-generation family-owned business that always makes their customers feel like family. You'll get straight answers to your questions. If Tony and his team discover your problem is under warranty, they'll help you correct it with the least cost possible, even if that means it needs to go back to your dealership. Whatever is in your best interest is the Lorenz team's number one concern. Lorenz Auto Service Repair at 400 East National Avenue in Brazil, the straight answer auto shop.
Are you looking for steady work with occasional overtime? Apply today at Morris Manufacturing in Brazil. Morris Manufacturing is a fourth-generation family business. Morris Manufacturing partners with the automotive industry and has received several quality and supplier of the year awards thanks to our great team members. You can be a part of our award-winning team. Apply online today. Search Morris Manufacturing in Brazil or visit morrismfg.com.
If you are cold and hungry, feel the heat while you eat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina in Brazil. At Cilantro's, all of their delicious, authentic Mexican food is made as you order, so it's fresh, fast, and available in their dining room or carry out to yours. Plus, if you have a group event, remember Cilantro's Party Room with seating up to 70. For details or reserve a table, call 420-3299. Come in from the cold and feel the heat at Cilantro's Grill and Cantina, 903 West Jackson in Brazil. When you're at Cilantro's, you're familiar.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Greencastle, Indiana. The Knights win this one 28-12 with a outstanding offensive display here by the Knights. Defensively, we held Greencastle with two touchdowns coming late in the fourth quarter when a lot of substitutions happened, Jeremy. Woo! We did something tonight that we didn't think was possible. We come out and played four quarters of football, and everybody was involved.
Yes, they look good from the outset tonight. Coach Trace had them fired up after getting that tough overtime loss. It's always good to get that first conference win and start out on the right foot.
We had technical difficulties to getting things started. We'll get that straightened before next Friday when we'll be on the air at 6:45, as we'll be back at Northview High School as Sullivan will come to town, the Sullivan Golden Arrows. And the Knights look to go 2-0 in conference play and 2-1 on the season, as we're 1-1 after that tough loss last week to Terre Haute North. We're going to take a 60-second timeout, and we'll come back with the player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer, and then we'll get an interview with Coach Rates. You've been listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Timberland Lumber Company in Brazil is celebrating its 50th anniversary as your complete home center in the Wabash Valley. We have all the supplies and equipment you need to do it yourself, or Timberland can construct your new home or business. Timberland has deck packages, treated and construction lumber of all sizes, doors, windows, roofing, siding supplies, and fast, convenient delivery. Our rental department is still growing, and Timberland has everything you need to complete your summer projects. So stop by and see us today.
This is Josh Keady at the all-new York Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Brazil. During August summer clearance event, come see how you can save thousands. Save up to $7,500 off Dodge Grand Caravan, up to $7,000 off Jeep Gladiator. Lease a Jeep Renegade as low as $149 a month, and find Ram 1500, Jeep Renegade, Cherokee, and Grand Cherokee all at 0% for 72 months with no payments for 90 days. This and more on Highway 40 west of Brazil. Brazil, where no one beats a York deal.
We're not number one.
You are.
You're number one at York.
You're listening to the best in high school sports on Timeless Classics WAMB.
Welcome back to Green Castle, Indiana. I'm Brad Wallace. Beside me is Jeremy Jones. The North Unites win 28-12 on a Great Dane scoreboard. Tonight's player of the game brought to you by Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance agent Chad Schottmeyer. 211 yards rushing, 226 all-purpose yards. Corbin, fourth quarter Corbin. Corbin Allen picks up your player of the game. Outstanding offensive and defensively. And the whole Knights team to bounce back off of the tough loss last week. Well, we're going to take a two-minute break, and we're going to come back with an interview with Coach Rates, and then we're going to wrap this one up from down on the field. You've been listening to Northview Football on WAMB.
One of the best gifts you can give your family is life insurance. I'm Chad Schottmeyer, your local Indiana Farm Bureau insurance agent here in Brazil. Nobody likes to think of their demise, but I've witnessed the impact life insurance can have for those who are left behind. Protect your most important asset, your family. Life insurance can protect your home and your loved ones, and it costs less than you think. Call me, Chad Schottmeyer, at Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance at 812-208-3244.
I get my power from my co-op so I can put my energy into my family.
Into waking up the neighborhood.
Latte for Christine.
I get my power from the co-op so I can put my energy into planting seeds for a brighter future.
Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, power to your community, for your community, so your energy can go into the things that matter most to you.
My 69 Camaro.
Who powers you? Touchstone Energy Cooperatives, your source of power and information.
Brought to you by Park County REMC. Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
Are you ready for a new career? Great Dane is now hiring direct at both Brazil and Terre Haute locations. Positions start at $14 per hour with regular pay increases. Plus, Great Dane provides both a company-provided 401k and pension after only 90 days. To be a part of the Great Dane team, grab a pen and paper and write down these phone numbers now. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. That's 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, call Great Dane at 812-460-7662. That's 812-460-7662. Learn more at GreatDane.com. Great doesn't stop. Join the Great Dane team today. In Brazil, call 812-448-6267. In Terre Haute, 812-460-7662. Great Dane is hiring direct. Apply now.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Greencastle High School. I'm Brad Wallace. Joining me is Coach Mark Reid. Coach, 28-12 with a big win tonight. Bouncing back after that loss. You got to be proud of what you guys done tonight.
Yeah, you know, we're always happy with the win. I was happy with the way we started. You know, we scored 21 right off the bat in the first quarter. I kind of wish we had finished a little bit better. But, you know, the season's still early, and we got a lot of stuff to improve on.
Well, one thing, you know, last week hurt us was the cramping up and, you know, the fuel tank. It got empty real quick. You know, these are adolescent boys still. Everybody thinks they're high school, but they're still teenagers, and they got to bounce back from last week. How many of them you think kind of put a little reserve on tonight there in the third quarter?
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, we preached all week about taking care of their bodies and putting the right things in their bodies. And, you know, it was still pretty hot and humid out here, especially early on. You know, our locker room was kind of like a sauna. We really didn't even go inside.
Yeah, halftime I seen you sitting outside, and I thought, Dad, I know what Coach is doing here.
Yeah. So, you know, I do think we kind of ran out of gas there late, and we need to be able to finish better. But, you know, we got a lot of stuff to watch on film to fix for next week.
Well, last year, you know, this game was a really good game, you know, against Greencastle. But, you know, we're leaving here with a win, 1-0 in conference. Next week, Sullivan comes to town, playing them on the turf for the first time. you know, we've had some great contests the last 4 years with Sullivan. What do you expect him for next Friday?
Well, you know, Sullivan's always they've been through a really good run of talent, and they're coached very well. You know, Coach Powell's one of my friends, and they do a good job over there, and he gets a lot of kids out. So it's going to be a tough game. It always is. So we're going to have a really good week of preparation and correct some mistakes from tonight, and hopefully our guys will be able to finish stronger.
You know, one thing that we talked about earlier in the game and stuff, we got that new facility, the new field and stuff at Northview. It's a big adjustment now after practicing and now getting out on the grass to play this field. In the first quarter, defensively, I've seen a lot of kids falling down and trying to get their feet under them because, you know, it's hard to go back and forth. But what we've got now is something to be proud of as a community.
Yeah, I mean, our field is second to none. It's awesome. And we still, you know, we share the field with the soccer team. So, you know, throughout the week, we'll practice on the grass twice a week, and we'll be on the turf a couple times a week. So, I mean, it shouldn't have been that big of a change for us. We practice on this stuff, you know, all the time, twice a week at least. So,
well, Corbin Allen, we've got him unofficially rushing for 211 yards, had an outstanding game offensively, defensively, did really well, had him player of the game tonight. I know, you know, I call him fourth quarter Corbin because when he was a freshman, he got the opportunity when nobody else, when we was either way ahead or we were way behind. And I started teasing him that he only did good in the fourth quarter. And he used to say, Brad, that's only when I play. But now I tell him, you know, now it's fourth quarter is when we need him. What about the senior leadership you got out of Corbin?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a kid that does everything we ask of him. You know, on and off the field, he's an outstanding student. He's number one in the senior class. So I feel good whenever he plays well because, you know, he's put in the work.
You probably don't know this. Last night after practice, he went to the Boys and Girls Club in Terre Haute and was cheering on his little brother and was trying to coach up the eighth graders on the football field because he said, you know, Brad, he said, you used to get me to coach youth league with you because he helped me. He said, Lucas Marlowe and that group of kids that we coach, they're my teammates, and I didn't expect that. But he was there last night with my son in the eighth grade. He was trying to keep them going.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew we got some kids who have little brothers that are playing middle school, and, you know, they always go support them because their brothers have been here all these years supporting them out here on this field. So.
Well, I'll let you go real quick, but you got young kids in the youth program, and I know there's a lot of parents that still listen to everything, and football isn't as good as it is without a youth program.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, our guys out of our youth league do a really good job, and they're in it for the right reasons. I mean, there's so many guys that coach out there year after year that don't even have kids involved. They just love being around those kids and help develop our program, and I appreciate it.
And being a high school coach and to look back and know that your middle school's got 40 kids trying out or 40 kids on the sideline for the 6th, 7th, and 8th graders trying to play football, you got to be proud of that, too, for the community.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right. Well, we're going to get off here. We're going to let Coach Rates go be with his team, celebrate the win, and we'll see you next Friday night. Good luck, Coach.
All right, man. Thank you.
We'll be back after this 60-second timeout, and we'll wrap it up. You're listening to Northview Athletics on WAMB.
Welcome back for another episode of ASMR with Alex. Today, we're exploring the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi. Oops, spilled a little there, but don't worry, it's all under control. Like I was saying, the delicious, refreshing sounds of Pepsi.
Dude, I told you, I'm working on something in here.
Does anyone even watch this?
It's not about the views, Dave.
Jinx, you owe me a Pepsi.
Get out!
All right, fine, I'll leave.
Finally, now for the best part. Pepsi. That's what I like. Nailed it. My subscriber is gonna love this one.
Meadows Cafe is open for dine-in or carry-out. Located inside the Meadows Shopping Center, Meadows Cafe is open for all-day breakfast or lunch from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. daily. Pepsi is helping to put the excitement back in great local restaurants like Meadows Cafe.
You're listening to Timeless Classics, WAMB.
Welcome back to Robert L. Harbison Stadium for the last time. I'm Brad Wallace. Joining me tonight with Jeremy Jones on your Great Dane scoreboard. The Northview Knights pick up the win 28-12 over the Tiger Cubs. You heard it from Coach Rates. He's, you know, happy with the win, but next week's going to be a new game. Well, Jeremy, again, I appreciate you joining me. And for Dennis Porter back in the studio, Dennis, we can't do it without you. Everybody driving home, be safe. Wear your mask. Be friendly. Be smart. We'll be back on the air at 6:45 next week for pregame coverage as the Sullivan Golden Arrows come to Northview High School to take on the 1-1 Knights.